Introducing more housing types, with density particularly in Upper Gibsons, balanced with preserving natural environments and assets, emerged among the key themes of the first phase of public engagement in Gibson's official community plan, OCP, update. Natural environment, quality of life and local economy numbered among the top considerations for the renewed vision statement. The town is in the midst of a $250,000, provincially mandated, but federally funded, update to the legislation that sets out the municipality's long-term vision and policies for land use, growth and development. The first round of public engagement in October and November saw 250 attendees at events, 110 students consulted and more than 500 submissions to the online survey. A Gibson's Committee of the Whole Meeting Jan. 21, endorsed recommendations to guide consultants McElhaney Limited in drafting the OCP update, which will come to council before the next round of public engagement, planned for spring. A focus on user experience, cutting down editorial content, adding navigational cues, avoiding repetitious vague terms, as well as consolidating, streamlining and aligning other legislative tools, like development permit areas, neighborhood plans, land use designations, town plans and policies, numbered among the guiding points shared by the consultant. Also noted was a plan to gather feedback on the implications of view corridors and housing types, retain, modify or eliminate. When drafting the update, consultants will also be guided by the recommendations and values adopted by the 2024 Residents' Assembly. While the Committee of the Whole applauded the consultations to date, the consultant's suggestion to drop Seaside Village character from the vision statement drew discussion. For Count Anne-Marie de Andrade, the village wording is important. The whole discussion is about Lower Gibson's looking like a quaint, small development, small buildings, she said. Not to develop like North Vancouver or West Vancouver, like with tall buildings. However, Count David Kroll, Count Christy Thompson and Mayor Silas White weighed in that the ambiguity of the term has plagued the town and those developers trying to adhere to it. It's a problem with almost any development that comes up in the Lower Village, said White. Consultant Colton Kersop said in consultations, they asked people what Seaside Village character meant to them. People definitely said it still means maintaining historic architecture, it means piers and marinas. It means a variety of activities on the waterfront. So those are the things we will highlight in policy, he said, adding when it comes to the vision statement, options will come forward to council before going out to the public.